The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So it will be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. My friends, we have officially embarked on a season that is both extremely busy, but also essentially blessed. But which feeling takes the upper hand on a daily basis for you? I love that old saying, "Too blessed to be stressed." But Advent can feel quite the contrary: too stressed to feel blessed. For example, we can be so stressed with hanging up all the Christmas lights that we forget how blessed we are, that Jesus is the light of the world. In Advent, we should feel blessed, waiting for the coming of Christ, the God-made man who rules the world. But instead, many more people are stressed, waiting for the coming of AI, the machine-made man who will take over the world. When I ask small children who Santa Claus is, every hand immediately shoots up. But if I ask them who Jesus is, only half the hands go hesitatingly up. Children can be more stressed wondering how Saint Nick squeezes down the chimney than feeling blessed about God squeezing into a baby born in a manger. In other words, as we begin Advent and prepare for Christmas, we have to ask ourselves, am I too blessed to be stressed, or rather too stressed to feel blessed? In the gospel today, Jesus warns his disciples not to let the stress overshadow how blessed they are. He gives them this example. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, right up to the day that Noah entered the ark. In other words, people were going about their daily business and stressed about eating and marrying, so much that they completely ignored Noah, constructing a huge ark in which they might be saved. Noah's contemporary were not just too stressed to be blessed, they were too stressed to be saved. Let me suggest three strategies to help us feel more blessed than stressed this Advent and Christmas. First, find some ways to reach out to the poor, to the immigrants, to the unborn, and to our foster children. Recently, some caring parishioners introduced me to the Arkansas Family Alliance that provides basic needs to children and families before they become homeless and dependent on the system. They explained to me that one of the biggest ways to help children is by providing good bedding, a good bed, so that they sleep well. I had never thought about how much sleep helps with stress, and so I made a donation. And by the way, authentic Catholic social teaching sees helping all these categories of people as a seamless ethical continuum of Christian love. Why? Well, because we are helping Jesus in every case. No questions asked. When we reach out to help foster children, the homeless, the immigrants, and the unborn, our stress becomes less because we discover how blessed we are by contrast. A second strategy to feel more blessed than stressed is to develop spiritual practices during Advent. Sure, you can go to Christmas parties and Friendsgivings and put up trees and tinsel, and you can dress your dog up in a Santa outfit like I did Apollo last year, but also get an Advent wreath and sit down as a family for supper, at least every Sunday of Advent. Light a purple or pink candle. Pray for the coming of Christ at Christmas and at the end of time. This year, we are pleased to present the second annual Christmas concert here at IC with brilliant musicians to lift our hearts up to heaven and bring heaven down to earth. You've heard the old adage, music calms the savage beast. Well, listening to our angelic school treble makers and our professional trombones and trumpets and tenors will calm your savage soul to feel more blessed than stressed. A third strategy is to make a sincere confession and prepare your soul for the coming of your Savior. Think about it. Nothing causes more stress than sin. The loss of our friendship with God. And therefore, there is no bigger blessing than to be reconciled with Jesus and being restored to his friendship. That's why every Advent, all the local parishes schedule reconciliation services. All the deanery priests go to each parish to hear confessions. And they will be here at IC on Thursday, December 11th at 6 p.m. I promise you that if you make a good confession, you will feel more blessed than stressed. Folks, I know we are all busy this time of year, but the real question is, are we busy doing the right things? If you want to feel more blessed than stressed, do three things this Advent. Help the poor, all of them, not just the ones you like, because Jesus is in all of them. Listen to sublime Christian concert. Make a good confession. And if you do these three things, then you won't miss the boat like the people did in Noah's day. Praise to be Jesus Christ.